Some things about the Sundance Film Festival haven't changed. More than 30 years ago, it was originally scheduled in January because that's a dead time of year for mainstream movies. The theaters are dominated by the Oscar contenders from a couple months before, and any new movies are released only to wander and die in the wilderness. That's still the case, so, do I look back at the 2013 festival this week? Or talk about Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. This year's festival ended on a high note as a bittersweet dramatic film, Fruitvale, won both the Audience Award and Grand Jury Prize. You'd hardly know it from the Sundance program, but, spoiler alert, the film is about the true-life case of Oakland, California resident Oscar Grant, who died in the early hours of New Year's morning 2009. A scuffle on the Bay Area BART line led to a confrontation with transit police where Grant was thrown to the ground and fatally shot, reportedly by a young cop who mistakenly went for his gun instead of a taser. A lot of that is known as The Picture Starts. The film is about Oscar going through the last day of 2008, and a lot of the seemingly humdrum events are transformed by our knowledge that we're watching his last day. We see him with his significant other, the daughter he dotes on, his mother and grandmother. He's flawed enough to lose his job, engage in some small-time drug dealing, and wind up in jail in a flashback from the year before. There is foreboding from a small accident and the BART trains rattling by in the background. And as nighttime comes on, there's the camaraderie and random kindness between strangers on New Year's Eve. Maybe the film caters a bit too much to the sort of middle-brow warmth that will appeal to a Sundance audience, but director-writer Ryan Coogler and his cast, led by Michael D. Jordan as Oscar, eventually give us the feeling that we know this guy, his loved ones, and his community. The film makes us feel the loss of a life. Though it's an outcry against urban violence and police brutality, it doesn't offer up any big, profound messages. It even shows some humanity with the cops who go too far. But even with that Fruitvale, there were other favorite moments to choose from at Sundance. There was the gripping and true story of Jeopardy on K2, recreated in The Summit. Or Newlyweeds, showing both the funny and serious side of an urban couple who spend too much time stoned. And there was In a World, which was a Hollywood satire, romantic comedy, and a story of female empowerment as the heroine tries to make her mark in the hilariously small, cutthroat world of people who do voiceovers for movie trailers. And not to forget one of my favorites, This is Martin Bonner, the drama of two middle-aged men starting over, living in the butt-end outskirts of Reno, Nevada, with their past lives, regrets, and desires shown with such subtlety you'd think you're watching a documentary. Those are some of the reasons why you should put up with the Sundance Festival, even if you're not a movie fanatic. Will Fruitvale be a contender for next year's Oscars, or another one of those Sundance prodigies that doesn't thrive at a lower altitude? I guess we'll see. For now, Fruitvale gets 4 Black Berets out of 5. The festival itself gets 4.5. For the Friday Film Review, I'm Rick Bruff.